short, me and my people. Eyelids closed, gold sun shines on, the world's coated in.
Welcome to Great City Sports. This is Brooklyn Cody,
and I'm Gordy DeLapp.
So, we're going to talk about Seattle sports, because that's the point of the show. Alright, so, we're going to go a little bit off track already with the NBA Finals. Heat won.
What do you
How do you feel about that, Gordy?
Well, I'd say that I expected this all year long. I mean, the Heat have been just that good, and I just saw it coming, you know, because they have probably the richest team and the best team out there.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, and then I thought the Spurs would win just because they won the first game. And it seems like whoever wins the first game usually wins the rest. But that's not always true.
Yeah. What was the final score?
95-88.
Wow. Really close.
Very close game. All right. So that's pretty much it. The Mariners game today. If you haven't been watching it, it's 7-8 is the score right now.
Let me check right now.
Hang on. There's a pitching change. Again. Second time today for... Yeah, wait, no. Felix Hernandez is out, and Danny Farquhar. Whoever the hell that is.
It's 8-7 right now.
8-7.
Mariners were leading, I think, 7-0.
Yeah, 7-0, and then somehow they sucked. Defense choked yet again. MLB regular season. So now they're at a 32-41, one game below LA Angels that are 32-40.
What do you think the reason is for their crappiness?
They're just crappy. They don't know how to play.
It'd be one thing if they had a good manager that actually lives in Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Was it Ching Chang Chong, Nintendo? Whatever his name is.
Has he even been to Seattle once?
I'm not sure. Has he been to Seattle?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So, I guess that's pretty much it about the Mariners. And how about the hockey team? Phoenix Coyotes might come here.
Well, that's great news for Seattle. I mean, Seattle really needs a hockey team here.
But we already have a football team. It's awesome.
Yeah, but we need everything. Really, we do. We have probably the best fans in all sports, I believe.
Yeah.
And we have a really good chance of getting the Coyotes, I think.
Yeah, the Coyotes have no fan base. I was watching one of the games, and there's like 3 people in there. That's not true, but I mean, that's about...
Yeah, I believe that we will end up with the Coyotes. Maybe not next year, but sometime. Or at least expansion. I mean, the freaking NBA screwed us over there.
Yeah. So, Seattle Seahawks. Everyone loves them in Seattle. If you don't, then you better move. So, everyone's been saying their Seahawks are winning the Super Bowl. Some people think it's 49ers, some people think it's the Seahawks. Who do you think is going to win?
I don't really want to make predictions right now, because I hate making predictions, but I think the Seahawks have a good chance.
I do too. They have the talent. They have Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch, and they also have, like, their secondary. Their whole defense, pretty much. Every player's good. They need to get a new linebacker, though. So you have no good left outside linebacker.
Yeah.
So Russell Wilson was ranked, was it number 51 on the top 100 players?
I don't even know.
You don't know? Am I the only person that follows that?
I guess.
I think he should have been ranked a little bit higher.
Anyway, back to hockey. Do you think Key Arena would be a good stadium for the Coyotes, for a temporary stadium?
Well, I think Key Arena sucks for any team, but maybe a temporary, since they're only playing it for like 2 years, 1-2 years, I don't know.
I mean, I'm reading this article right now, and it says it would only hold 15,000 for hockey, and that's...
15,000?
Yeah.
How much did it hold for basketball?
I think like 18,000, I believe.
It's like no one could fit in there.
Exactly. And they have really those poles in the way and blocking out people's views. I just think it's not a very good stadium.
Well, I think it will be fine until, I think they'll be able to last 2 years in there or whatever. And they'll always have more fans than they ever will in Phoenix, not Coyote. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
So, most of our news comes from Bleacher Report, well, some of it.
Yeah, Bleacher Report and just Google.
Yeah. It's really not reliable sources, but I think they are. Why do you have Sacramento Kings in your Bleacher Report team stream?
I don't know.
Take them out right now. That's right. So, fantasy football.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome this year.
Yeah. We're putting together a league of our own of consists of 18 people
or 16.
16 people. And it's gonna be awesome. I mean, last year we did it, it was really fun. I came really close winning the championship, but
I didn't do it last year.
Tony Homo screwed me over. The last game, if I don't know if you guys remember that, but that was pretty terrible.
Tony Homo. Wait, was he your quarterback?
No, he was on the other team, but he threw that one interception, and the guy I was playing against had a, what's his name?
Oh.
The running back of Washington.
Alfred Morris?
Alfred Morris. He had Alfred Morris, and he scored his, like, final fourth touchdown of that game.
Oh.
It's really bad.
So, what you talk about now? Well,
how will the Seahawks PEDs use?
I really don't care. I mean, it sucks people are getting suspended. They should stop. But I think it's stupid of people just think the Seahawks are druggies, because they're not. Only a few of them are.
I'm reading this one article. Do you think Pete Carroll is running an illegal program?
Yeah. No, he's not.
People can be the craziest when they say.
How do you think it's illegal? I mean, I don't think Pete Carroll's like handing out Adderall. He's like, here you guys go. Here's some Adderall for you guys to use.
All right, let's talk about recent scores. I mean, for MLB, we have right now, bottom of the seventh, Los Angeles Dodgers tied 2-2 with San Diego.
And Miami is beating San Francisco Giants, the former MLB World Series winners. At bottom of the eighth, 2-1.
Pittsburgh winning against...
Beat Cincinnati, 5-3. Minnesota beat the White Sox, 8-4. Texas beat Oakland, 4-3. Good, because Oakland, I hate Oakland. Houston beat Milwaukee somehow, the final 10. Tampa Bay beats the Yankees. Good. Druggy team, Yankees. Washington beat Colorado, 5-1. Detroit beats Boston, 4-3. Mets beat Atlanta. Wait, where'd they go? Oh, 4-3. Cardinals beat the Cubs, 6-1. Is that all the games today? Yeah. And right now, 8-8, Seattle and LA.
That's terrible by the Seattle.
Wait, they were winning. They had a 7-0 lead, and somehow they let 8 runs.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
It's crazy.
They scored 4 points in one inning, but then the Angels scored 5 points in one inning.
NHL finals. Look at all these overtimes. I mean, it's crazy how they can have so many overtimes with so much playing time.
3 of 4 games went into overtime.
Yeah,
so far.
Sure, yeah.
Tomorrow went to 3 overtime. Almost, what, it's like 6th most length of a game or hot Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it was like the 4th most, I think. So who do you think's gonna win?
Game. I think Chicago's gonna come on top. Like out of all, I think they're gonna win 4-3. Boston has a really good chance though. The way they've performed, sweeping the Penguins 4-0.
Yeah. I just think Boston's too good in the playoffs. I think they'll actually come up on top. Even though I hate to say that, because I hate Boston.
I mean, after they struggled to beat the Maple Leafs, I wasn't sure they were new, but then they did great afterwards. They went all the way to Stanley Cup and. Series tied 2-2.
Yep. So game 5 coming up on Monday.
Is that NBC? Yeah. The rest of the games are on NBC. How about soccer? Just kidding. No one cares about soccer. Except for the Sounders. Sounders are only a good team. See, they play Real Salt Lake. Oh, what does plus symbols mean on this app?
I have no idea. They play them on Saturday?
June 22nd.
Oh. Sounders record 6-4-3.
Yeah, 6-4-3. They went down to, Seattle 8-8 and a 6.
What were you saying they went down to?
They were in 4th place in the Western Conference, but they went down to 6 in the past 2 days. That was fast. I don't know how they went down that far, probably because of a Whitecaps and Galaxy win.
Let's move on. Let's go back to the Seahawks.
Okay. Bleacher Report. No, I want NFL news.
Oh, did you hear that Sherman and Earl Thomas will be on ESPN Sports Science, that show? Have you seen that show, Brooklyn?
What show?
Sports Science on ESPN.
No. I don't have ESPN, remember? I should have, like, two channels. Yeah. And none of them work.
I think that's pretty cool that they've had a lot of Seahawks players in the past year. I mean,
somehow, I don't know, the Seahawks were pretty bad just, like, 3 years ago or something. 4-12, and then 5-11.
What was that?
And 7-9, it went to the playoffs. And they won their first game. We all remember that. That was, like, the best game ever. And then went 7-9 again with Tavares Crapson as their quarterback. And he's a great backup. We have him now, and I think he's great for the Seahawks as a backup. Because he pretty much runs the same offense with the pistol formation. He didn't run with the Seahawks before, but I think he'd be good at it as a backup, as a starter.
Yeah, definitely.
So, the Hernandez neighbors thing, who shot them, did he shoot his neighbor, or?
I don't really know. I didn't hear that much. I just heard he's going to jail.
It really sucks. He's a good tight end.
Yeah, especially on fantasy to have him.
He's tight end, right?
Just because Gronkowski is really injury prone. And just pick up Aaron Hernandez, and he's good for fantasy.
Now he's going to jail. I thought the Patriots were going to do good, and they lost Wes Welker. Somehow they're always going to do good. They lost Wes Welker. I'm not sure if Gronk's going to be back. He probably will, but he probably get injured in, like, the first game or, like, sprain his wrist or something. And Hernandez in jail. And now they have Amendola, who's good, but he gets injured all the time. He's another injury-prone player. But I think they'd do great with him.
Yeah. What do you think about the new stadiums in the NFL? The 49ers, the Eagles, the Vikings, and who else?
I didn't know the Eagles were even getting a new stadium.
Well, they're upgrading or something.
Oh.
And the Falcons?
Oh, is that actually going to happen? That stadium looks so sick.
I know.
I don't think it's ever going to happen, but it almost, I don't know, it's so cool. And 49ers, it's okay. I mean, they're building it like 30 miles south of San Francisco.
Yeah, Levi Stadium, I just don't like that name. Still don't.
Well, it's owned by Levi's, I mean, the jean company.
Yeah, so. I still don't like it, though. I think it should be called Victoria's Secret Stadium.
That's funny. The Minnesota Vikings new stadium, it's going to be awesome, I think. I mean, it looks pretty cool. It's like the big glass. If you've seen pictures of it,
yeah,
it looks
way
awesome.
Better upgrade than
Metrodome,
yeah.
Which collapses all the time, yeah. It seems like. Let's see what else there is. I don't care. Where does each first rounder start on depth chart? Depth chart? Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter, @ Gray City Sports. Follow us on Instagram, same.
@ Gray City Sports, and we'll be making other stuff soon, so thanks for watching. And
sorry for the bad episode today. I mean, we're the first time. We didn't really have much of a plan. So, I guess
we'll hope to see you listening next time. All right, see ya.